United States Army Specialist Brian Carl Spenner of rural Hoyleton, Illinois, was called to his eternal home early Monday morning, January 5th, 2015, on the scene of an automobile accident north of New Minden, Illinois. God gave him a lifespan of 23 years, 3 months, and 30 days. He was born September 6, 1991 in Centralia, the son of Wade K. and Laura A. Newhouse Spenner. He was reborn into the Christian faith through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit. He was baptized into the Christian faith December 8, 1991, here at Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoyleton. He married Janelle Murphy on June 17, 2011, and she survives. In addition to his parents, Brian has survived. In addition to his wife, Brian is survived by his parents, Wade and Jamie Spenner of Centralia, and Laura Spenner of Champaign, grandparents Carolyn Spenner of Hoyleton, and Alan and Verna Hixenbaugh of Centralia, a brother, Scott Spenner, and his wife, Carolyn of Hoyleton, a stepbrother, Jeff D. Murphy of Centralia, nieces Emma and Aurora Spenner, nephew Ethan Spenner, and other relatives and friends. He was preceded in death by his grandparents, Vernon Spenner and Henry and Pearl Newhouse. Specialist Spenner was a graduate of Centralia High School. He was on active duty in the United States Army, specialist stationed at Fort Riley, Kansas, having served a 9-month deployment to Afghanistan. He was a member of Trinity Lutheran Church, Hoyleton. His mortal remains will be laid to rest on a family plot at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery, New Minden, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life for all believers in Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
The congregation, please rise for the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Brian Carl was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. The Lord says through St. Paul, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." You may be seated for the entrance hymn, "God Loves Me Dearly," number 392.
God loves me.
Please rise for the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ
have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Brian and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading. The first reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with the responsive reading of Psalm 130. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
That you may be here.
I wait for the Lord, my soul waits.
And in his
word, I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
More than
watchmen for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love.
And with
him is plentiful redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The epistle reading comes to us from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. St. Paul writes, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia, Alleluia, Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To him
be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to join in confessing the Christian faith, the faith into which Brian was baptized. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as we join in singing the hymn of the day, number 588, Jesus Loves Me.
Loves me. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the reading that you've heard already from Isaiah chapter 55. It's verses 6 to 9. I'd like to read now again just verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of God. Dear friends in Christ, especially dear Scott and Wade, Laura, members of your family and members of our United States forces served with Brian. Isn't it a good thing that people are not all the same? We each have our different ways, our different talents, our different abilities. We thank God that he makes each person a unique individual. There have never been two people in the history of the world exactly alike. So also God, the Creator, made Brian a unique individual as well. But these differences between and among human beings are nothing compared to the differences between us and between God Himself. In fact, in a time of tragedy like this, I heard it said yesterday at the visitation, God's ways are not our ways. Indeed, we might think, maybe we would even say, why, if I were God, I would certainly not have allowed things to happen the way they did a week ago when the accident occurred that took Brian's life. But the fact is, we are not God. He is God, and we are not. And His ways, His thoughts are higher from our ways and our thoughts, higher than the heavens are above the earth. A true military person understands that your rank has a lot to do with how much information you are given. And when you're on the ground, you might ask yourself all kinds of questions. Now, why do we have to do it this way? Why was the command given to go here or go there or do this or do that? And the answer given or understood simply is, that's above your pay grade. Somebody with a higher rank has made those decisions. What's given to you is to follow the orders that have been handed down to you. And so as we stand before God today, we confess that His ways are not our ways, that our rank and our pay grade, so to speak, are not high enough. No human beings is high enough to have solved all the unanswered questions of the tragedies of this world. Jesus spoke about that in our reading that we heard from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 13. He was told about a tragedy that had occurred that involved some Galileans. It was a tragedy caused by a wicked ruler, the Roman governor Pilate. He had apparently had murdered some Galileans while they were offering their sacrifices. A heinous crime committed while they were doing their religious service, offering lambs or goats or bulls. And the crime was made more heinous by the fact that the very blood of these victims was mixed with the blood of those animals. And they came and told Jesus about it. He said, do you think they were any worse sinners than the others in Galilee? I tell you, no. So he says, every effort to try to figure out why those people died, you can't figure it out. Then Jesus himself brought up a tragedy. A tower in a certain neighborhood of Jerusalem, the neighborhood of Siloam, had fallen and killed 18 people. Perhaps the tower was old and not in good repair. Perhaps there was a little tremor. Perhaps it was totally unexpected, undoubtedly unexpected. 18 people were killed. Jesus said, do you think they were any worse sinners than the others in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. To answer those questions is beyond what's been given us. God shares information on a need-to-know basis, you might say. And there are many things we simply don't need to know. So to answer the question, how can two brothers be in a car crash and one survives and one is taken? We don't know. We don't know. How can a young soldier serve his country faithfully, be ready for an honorable discharge, survive everything, survive a tour of duty in Afghanistan, be shot at, survive the concussive force of an IED explosion? How can he survive all that and then perish in his own car a couple of miles from home? We don't know. We don't know. It's not given us to answer that. It would be like trying to ask a fruit fly how to do algebra. It's beyond our ability to figure it out. The text says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord." But what Jesus is talking about in the reading we heard, and what it's talking about here, is not so much these unexplainable tragedies, but what's really hard to figure out is God's grace and His mercy. The whole section here really is talking about God's wonderful ways beyond our figuring out how He deals with us who are sinners. And remember what Jesus said when asked those questions. He said, "No, you can't figure it out, but repent. Repent." Everybody he was talking to, everybody involved in those tragedies, every one of us today is a sinner. We are conceived and born as enemies of God and deserving nothing, as we often say in worship, deserving nothing but God's punishment in time and eternity, temporal and eternal punishment. And if we really believe that, and it's what the Scripture teaches, then we can begin to make sense of things from God's perspective. You see, although we do not know why Brian died at that time and in that place, we know why Brian died. He died for the same reason that I'm going to die one day and you're going to die, unless Jesus comes back first. He died because he was a sinner. The wages of sin is death. And even in tragedies, when we lose someone we love, inexplicably, yet it needs to be said, the cause of all of these tragedies, all of these troubles, every death is human sin and rebellion. It goes back to our first parents, Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden, when they transgressed the specific command of God and ate from the forbidden fruit. God had told them, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." That's why we die. That's explainable. And here God has the wonderful, unfathomable message of his forgiveness for that sin that we're born with. He says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." God's ways are not our ways, because he abundantly pardons. He freely forgives. When the wicked come to him, he's glad to wipe away all their guilt, no matter what they have done. You see, God himself has accomplished a great mission in the world. Brian knew what it was to be given a mission and then to carry it out, to go on patrol or whatever it might be. God the Father gave a mission to his Son, whom we know as the Lord Jesus Christ. He told him, "In the fullness of time, I'm going to send you. You will be born an infant. You will place yourself under all of the requirements of human beings. You will fulfill them all perfectly. And you will take to yourself all of their sin and guilt on your own body. And when the time is right, you will be nailed to a cross. Yes, I will abandon you there out of judgment against you for all of those sins, but on the third day I will raise you up with life that will never end. And in you there is abundant pardon, more than enough righteousness and holiness to cover over all the filth of the sins of the whole world. God has accomplished that mission through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. The Father, when he raised Jesus from the dead, essentially told the whole world, mission accomplished, the work is done. Believe on my Son, and you have eternal salvation. Our God abundantly pardons. That's God's wonderful, unfathomable ways that he would do this for us. That while we were his enemies, Christ died for us. He demonstrated his love for us in that way. And God's unfathomable ways continue in the way he draws near to us and makes himself available to us to give us that forgiveness, that life and compassion day by day until our earthly end. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. God and his Son has drawn near to us. He's become one of us. Jesus lived and died in this muck and mire of this world. And now he draws near to us through his gospel word, whether it's proclaimed or read, made visible in the water of holy baptism and in his supper. God has come to us to comfort and save and redeem us, and to keep on blessing you in the knowledge of that Savior and forgiveness. This is what will enable you to cope with unexplained loss and hard to answer questions. Yesterday on the church calendar, we celebrated the baptism of our Lord. It reminded us of the great blessings and gifts that come from God to all who are baptized. The Bible says, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. It says, if we have been baptized into Christ, we have put on Christ. It says, in baptism, we were joined with Christ in his death and burial, so that just as he came from the grave triumphant and victorious, so we too may walk in new life, and that we have been united with him in his death through baptism, we will also be united with him in his resurrection from the dead. Brian was baptized in that Savior, Jesus Christ. God gave him that new life and attached him to Jesus, applied to him the benefits that Jesus obtained for the whole world. Jesus continues to draw near to you. One of the descriptions of this in the Bible is that Jesus is the groom, and we who believe in him are the bride. And just as a dear husband comes and attaches himself and unites with his wife, so Christ in a mysterious way comes to us and says, I am here for you. And when a couple gets married, they each bring different things to the marriage, and then they share them. And what was personal property becomes property of this couple together. In this union with Christ, what have we brought him? Simply our sin, our guilt, our troubles, our shame, our damnation. But Jesus has taken all of that from us, suffered the shame, suffered the punishment, suffered the damnation. And what does he bring? He brings life. He brings eternity. He brings glory and peace and comfort and life with God. And he shares all of that with us for all who are united with Christ Jesus in faith. So, dear friends, I hope you will all go forth from this day and do what the Lord himself says here, to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. Find him where he is available through his word. Believe his promises. Be united to him through faith. And you'll have what you need to make it through life with all of its unexplained problems. May God grant you his help and his daily courage and peace. In the name of Jesus, our risen Savior, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please open the hymn book in front of you to number 725. And we'll sing of God's care for us in the hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father.
Please rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Gracious and eternal Father, in the midst of things we cannot understand, help us to believe in your love beyond all comprehension, the love that moved you to send your Son as our substitute under the law, to die for our sins on the cross, and arise triumphantly to give us eternal life. Enable us to find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Comfort Brian's family with the promise that through holy baptism he was delivered from his sins and now lives in your loving embrace. Give to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Bind up their broken hearts with the soothing medicine of your word of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, we thank you for your protecting hand that allowed Brian's brother Scott to be spared in the accident last Monday. Surely you are strong to save, and your holy angels are indeed deployed to protect us. In your mercy, heal Scott's injuries both on the inside and the outside. Sustain him with your presence, and if it is your will, bring him to a complete recovery. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our Father in heaven, you have urged that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions. We therefore pray that you would defend and guide the leaders of our nation. Give them wisdom and courage to defend what is good and to punish what is evil. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God of hosts, stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country. Give wisdom to those who deploy our troops. Guide them as they plan missions for honorable and just objectives. Enable each soldier to carry out each mission with courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and honor. If it please you, give our nation success through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you for the service of Specialist Brian Carl Spener and all in his unit. To all who are deployed in harm's way, send your Holy Spirit to them. Give them faith in you, Lord Jesus, and comfort and help them. Grant your sustaining and helping hand to all family members and loved ones who await their return. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will add an additional hymn to our service this morning. We will sing hymn number 596, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized, hymn number 596. Please rise as we continue with the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon, that's printed for you on page 6 of your bulletin. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those who we love, who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give to you his peace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us go forth in peace in the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated for our final hymn, number 965, God Bless Our Native Land.